measurements of his of his hand. I have to make the measurements again, no? After we finish the class. 41, no? Or something?
Yeah. It's 41 centimeters.
I lost. Maybe because I lost the paper. Not from there, I have to do it from this bone, not from this bone.
Oh, this bone?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you tell him to put straight, 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 not up, straight.
No,
you can't see, no? You put it down, down. Put it, his hand down, you can't see.
你不能，他说你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你不能，你
I remember. I don't need to measure because I thought you did not bring this. Every day with you.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very practical, no? Very practical. I have to carry all these things. Now about this Nisa Mutaka we have discussed yesterday. So there are some monks, they think 5 years, they count the years, no?
Yes, yes.
If I'm 5 years, then I'm Nisa Mutaka.
Yes, yes.
Automatically. This is their own opinion. There is nothing to support like that. It's not the years, how many years you are as a bhikkhu, I support. But it is depends on how much knowledge you have, okay? Mm-hmm. About the Vinaya rules, and so forth, and all these factors, these qualifications, we have studied yesterday. It's about the matter of qualification, it's not a matter of time. That's why the Buddha, he put the factors number 16, last. Mm. 5 years is the last thing we should have. Oh. It's not the first thing. Now, the monks, they put it first thing, and the rest they brushed away. So that is wrong idea of what means Nisaya Mutaka.
而且有些比库鲁然后就是那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个 看一下是你的电脑。
Okay, now we go to the video notes. The rest is about Sangha in the first concil.
看那个这里块儿，刚刚关于阶级。
So are there any questions coming?
Ah, yes.
Really?
Yes. I mean about the Sikhs, because you're teaching them Sikhs. You're teaching them Sikhs. So then here this. Secret number 21, the another number 22, number 23. Here is a Kamakato, a Kamakato. Here is a Kamakato. Here is a Oguntito. But here in this book, another kind of spelling. Nakambakata, Nakambakata, no Kuntita. So which spelling is correct?
Kuntito.
Kuntito.
Nakambakato. It is a bhikkhu. It is actually one person.
Yes.
This is
maybe
this from Burmese? No, this is actually the
Yes.
Apasaddo. Yes. It's O, not A. Apasadda. Yes. You see? Na kamisamiti. Mi is I. It's not A, it is not plural. Kambakata is plural nominated. We. I call it plural.
But it cannot be feminine.
Kamisamiti, it is singular. The verb is singular.
Yes, but cannot be feminine, because I think that the editor of this version, they may take the word as feminine instead of masculine.
Cannot be. You have to do it kambakataya. Na kambakataya andaragari kamisamiti. Like ukutikaya.
Okay.
Yeah. Ukutikaya is actually ukutika, ujakika. It means... It is ujjakika, but put instrumental.
Yes, then if you put the kaya, then it also becomes instrumental.
You can make.
But here it's not instrumental, it's nominative, you mean?
It's nominative, singular. It's wrong.
Okay.
It's not, this is correct.
But this is actually the Burmese version, this is the Sri Lankan version.
No, it cannot be. We have never in Sri Lanka like that. Because if I have the Sri Lanka Padimokka here, I can show you. We never recite Kambakata.
Okay.
Yeah, in the Padimokka you never
recite. Yes, I never heard.
But this
book it said that it is according to a Sri Lankan version, I guess.
No, it's not. I have never seen this book.
Okay.
Can be some misunderstanding.
Okay.
Maybe as well, most of the part, maybe it is according to Sri Lanka. Most of the part.
Okay.
But some are not.
Okay.
This is what I understand. I have never seen this version.
Okay.
Open the door. San Voto. San Voto. Supatichan. No.
Okay.
Yeah, it rhymes. The boy is, oh, it's not. Wrong.
Because this book is edited by Venerable Uma Hindu.
Something wrong here. It is not. He tells maybe generally he has done according to Sri Lanka version, but some are not.
Okay.
Not Sri Lanka version.
Okay. 他说这个阿里的，他说那个在斯里兰卡的时候，就是从来没用过，然后他从来没见过。然后他说，如果你非要用阿，就是说从语法上讲，如果你非要用阿的话，因为他是。 就是说这个东西，它是那个指比库嘛，就是对比库来说用第一人称自己，来说这个阴性吧，就是说我应当做什么，我应当学什么。所以说对比库来说，你不能用阴性，或者是实际上是这不是用阴性。如果说你非要用阿的话，后面应该加个 ya， 就是 阿呀， 本那边成工具格，就和前面那个什么那乌克泰卡呀那样是一样。但如果是你用主格的话，那肯定是阳性，还是应该是 O。
那如果是比库尼念的话，应该这是比库吧？不是，就是说，假如是比库尼巴蒂摩卡的话，应该是。
比库尼巴蒂摩卡，它这部分是没有的。我知道，它跟它那个是一样的。对，就如果是比库尼念的话，它是应该念成这样，是吗？So
he's asking
that if a bikuni chant this patimokka, should she chant this as no guntita because
yes.
Okay. 他说如果是比库尼是那个念，feminine，他说如果是比库尼念的话，应该是。那，不过呢，苏巴蒂恰纳，苏巴蒂恰纳，大概你是第三名的，苏巴蒂恰纳，它是feminine，它是masculine。他说如果，但是如果比库尼念的，我改的也不只是这条，这前面那个什么全副苏巴蒂恰纳那些，那你从那改成苏巴蒂恰纳。
哦。
对。然后还那什么低声的那个阿阿阿帕萨达，从那改。
那这本书，对这本书，那个本来我还想问一下那个遗址关于那个遗址的问题，就是一个那个昨天长老讲那个律藏里的条件，第七条是那个良好的行为，第八条是政见没有缺陷，然后我忘了那个云和寺是什么了，那两个。 就是这两条有没有就是确切的那个指标，还是一个模糊的一个概念？
就是那个正弦和正线是吧？
对对对对，就是有什么衡量这个？
So yesterday when you talk so yesterday when you talk about the 16 conditions of this anode, there are two conditions like that. So one is you must fulfill your asa like that.
Must be so.
Fulfill asa the right behavior.
Asa.
Asa the right behavior.
Acharya.
Acha. Right behavior. Yes. Right behavior, and the other one is the you must be endowed with samadhi, like that. So can you give more details about these conditions, because it's very vague. We don't know how much a monk is fulfilled his acharya or
acharya. There is achara, it is anachara, okay?
Mm.
Good behavior, wrong behavior.
Mm.
Now, there are certain rules who deal with good etiquette. Etiquette, no? Etiquette means good conduct. Good conduct means how you behave by body and speech towards your other senior monks, for example. Senior monks. So, for example, how you make vandana is achara, okay? You make vandana in a respectful way. So if you do it, so then you don't wear slippers while other monks they are without slippers. Okay. So this is anacharya. You don't sit in a higher seat while other senior monks they sit in lower seat. Okay. So then, just few examples. This is achara.
Sikh rules also
achara.
The Sikh rules.
Some of the Sikh they belong to achara.
Okay.
Achara, but no, not much. Yes, but they belong actually to the sila, no? This is Patimokkha sila.
Okay.
This is achara. It has to do not usually with rules which are in Chulavagapali, Mahavagapali.
Okay.
There are certain rules there. Now, for example, not to walk with slippers while other cinemans are with slippers. It's nothing to do with Patimokkha.
Okay.
This has to do with achara rules which are in Mahavagapali, Chulavagapali. Therefore, according to that, it covers any other rules in the Mahavagapal, Chulavagapal, Achara. Now, Sila means, what's called, Sila is Patimokkha Sila. But you have also the Achara Sila. Achara Sila, who has to do rules in Mahavagapal, Chulavagapal.
翻译他讲第一部分，就是第一部分是讲那个正行跟飞行的，而正行的那个是讲的戒律，有两类戒，一类戒是那个巴蒂摩海里边戒，然后还有一类戒是正行戒，然后那个正行戒里边那个就基本上就是指那个大学教训里边那个戒，比如说你应该如何对待那个上座，然后你对待上座是应该怎样理性，比方上座他没有上座戒，然后你也不应该是那个上座戒。然后上座那个你不能坐在那个上座还要高座位等等，然后这些都属于正行。So how about samadhi?
Samadhi is now you have to have kamasakata samadhi to have the right view about the ownership of one's own karma. Ownership. That one is the owner of one's own karma. It is responsible for one's own actions. Okay. The action he does. He does not believe, for example, that God is there to judge about your actions. You have to judge your actions, okay?
Mm.
You have to take full responsibility of your actions. There is no any external agency who is responsible about your actions, okay? Now, God willing, no, they did. Because God will, that's why it happened. I did not want it to happen, but it was God's will that would happen. These are not, these are wrong views, okay? You have to know that you have to take full responsibility of what you do. So then, that is one example. There are many aspects of samadhi, but you get it, otherwise forget.
Okay. 然后他说这个正念这个事情包括很多方面，然后第一个就第一个方面就是自己造业是自己那个他果报由自己来承受，然后只有自己对自己的那个业的那个负有责任，然后不应该相信就是说你的这个业是由神来主宰的，或者说你的这个业的果报是由神的意志来决定的。然后这那个，然后只有你自己才只有你自己才对你自己的行为，要负有完全的责任。
So then, therefore, bhikkhus, upasamata candidates who want to become bhikkhus, they have to in the Buddha's time they have to take certain training. If they had there's no right view about karma, right view about karma. Okay, if they were not kammavadis, kiriyavadis, they should stay under probation for 4 months before becoming, getting ordination. 4 months probation.
Oh, so that is so like
in order to correct their views.
Okay, so that means that he belongs to another sect, like that.
Another sect?
Another sect.
Belong to another sect, another religion, and so forth. Even if they have not belonged in another religion. He had no religion at all, but he does not know. Materialist, they are materialists.
Okay.
They don't believe in any believer.
Okay.
But he has different kind of philosophy of life.
Okay.
See? It's not only religious belief, but philosophical beliefs also. So it includes everything. So then even these people, no, philosophers, they don't want to have nothing with religion, but they have no wrong views, no? The materialistic philosophers. So, and they think, so they have, they don't understand how karma works, the actions, they don't know, understand that actually the cause and effect in actions. So they have to stay under it's called probation for 4 months.
So it's like parivasa something?
It's like parivasa.
Okay.
But not Sangati says parivasa.
Okay.
It's another parivasa.
Okay.
4 months parivasa. So what? Like sikamanas. Sikamanas, like nuns. And then if their behavior is good, they behave in a proper way, and they have their views change, they become karmavadis, kiriyavadis, then only they are allowed to get ordination, high ordination. Therefore, karma, to have a right view about karma is very important in order to become a Buddhist monk.
他说对成为一个佛教比库来说，那个就是关于业报证件是非常重要。他说在佛陀时代，比方说你一个人想成为比库，但你之前你曾经加入过其他外教，或者说你虽然你之前你不隶属于任何宗教组织，但是你有一定的哲学观点，然后你的这些观点和业报这个正好是相矛盾的。比方说你不相信业报，然后你是唯物主义观点，虽然你没有加入过任何外教。然后在那个对于这种人，在佛陀时代，你要先，受那个四个月为主，然后你再当上成为比丘，先受四个月为主。然后这个为主不是那个三个阶段那个为主，那个他是有点像那个，他是那个这样说这有点像那个比丘尼僧那个正学女那个为主是一样的。他是那个名字他也叫为主。然后在这四个月之内，他会观察你，然后这四个月之内那个行为是不是正当，然后行为是不是正当，然后四个月之后你这观念是不是已经转变过来，是不是已经开始相信业报。然后但如果说你行为和观念都有所转变的话，然后才允许你那个进大乘。所以说对佛教比丘来讲，那个树立业报正见非常重要。
So then, of course, there are other aspects of samadhi. Now, for example, you have aritta, aritta bhikkhu, who has a wrong view about sensual pleasures. We made this rule, no?
Yes.
So then, that is nothing wrong to touch, it's called, woman, because the Buddha allowed to touch soft bed sheets.
Yes.
There is no difference.
Yes.
So these are wrong views about sensual pleasures.
他说当然那个这里还包括其他一些方面，比方说我们学巴西利亚的事儿，有一条线就那个阿里扎比库，然后他的那个他宣扬一种信念，就是那个娱乐不张道。就比方说你摸女人身体没事儿，因为女人身体软的，但是那个副队也允许你摸软的垫子、软的枕头什么东西。所以说那个摸，既然如果摸那东西没问题，摸女人身体也没问题。然后这也是一种信念，这是关于娱乐方面。那个正念和信念。
So then there are also wrong views about samatha meditation, about vipassana meditation, about magdhanipalas, about nibbana. Now, therefore, if some monks have this kind of wrong views, they should not be given nisamudaka. Okay. Now, samatha meditation, vipassana meditation, and the wrong views, wrong ideas, and so on. How they can become nisamudaka?
然后这说这种信念之外还有三方面信念比方说对智禅观察信念对道果涅槃方面信念然后如果说一个比丘这些方面信念的话他也不能成为利益者
The Buddhist time there were ascetics who believed that first jhana it is nibbana, finish. You have nothing more to do. You finish your task, you become arahat by attaining first jhana.
然后他说那个在佛的时代有一类外道然后他们就因为出来就是念然后真正的出来就是那个真的是真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的
some light during meditation finish, light it.
然后现在也有这那个这类斜线，就是关于开悟方面的斜线，然后别让有人在禅学当中看到点光，就发现就那个就自己的心已经被光照了，就已经开悟了。
If you see the second light, you become now Sagadagan. First light is Sotapanna, second light Sagadagan. Third light, Anagan. Fourth light, Arahat. Finish.
然后看到第一道光就是处，看到第二道光就是处，看到第三道光就是圆了。
So, they are wrong views. Vipassana is the same now. There are some Vipassana upakilesas called upakilesas.
Oh, yes,
there are 10 upakilesas.
Yes, yes.
So then upasa is one. Oh, the first upakilesa. Now, brightness of light, upasa. Which is also Vipassana meditation also get misled. They think, oh, this is Nibbana. Finish. I saw Nibbana. If you ask me, what did you see? It's bright light. So that is wrong view.
他说在修观禅的时候也有一些类似实验，比如说那个十种观染，十种观染的第一种是那个光，然后他说在有些人的那个修观禅过程中那个出现了光，然后就自己真是正念了，然后这也是一种实验。
So then, therefore there are many wrong views which can arise, and the bhikkhu should have a clear-cut understanding what means jhana. Attainments, how jhanas can be attained, under which conditions, how they can be mastered, and what are the extent of the jhanas, and vipassana knowledge the same as what each vipassana knowledge involves, so to have a clear-cut understanding. Otherwise, many misunderstandings can lead to wrong views.
他是这样，他说对于禅那的，然后你要禅那如何修习的，如何成就的，然后那个如何那个修成禅那的自在，然后那个如何发展禅那的身体，然后那个对于观察的观智也有类似的要求。他说如果说你对那个禅那和那个观智的那个进展有误会的话，这很可能也会导致邪见。
That's why it is not only 5 years. We can stay sitbhikkhu 5 years eating, sleeping, eating, and so on. And then become Nisai Mudaka.
所以说那个就离一止这件事不是只要满五个瓦萨，比方说你在五个瓦萨吃了水水的吃，然后这样这是不能那个这毕竟离一止。
It's not like that. 5 years is not like that. 5 years is the minimum condition. You have to rule other 15 conditions.
这五个瓦萨只是那个最低限度要求之一，然后你还要满足其他十五个要求。
So therefore now in this organization there is exams. Exams for Nisai Mudaka. In the same way there are exams for Upasambhata. If you go in other places, No exam for Pasamada. No exam for Nisayamataka. Nothing. They just ordain people, shave them, put in robes, just give him samanya ordination, give him sabbasamada ordination, no guidance, not to explain what means panatipata, adinadana, nothing. They just come, they don't even, some candidates, they recite, they tell me to recite, they don't know the meaning of panatipata, adinadana. So, and what, they don't know what means Buddha Saranangal Chan, they just recite the formulas. So they ordain them, they become bhikkhus. So, this becomes like a very diluted, very diluted form of ordinations.
然后他说这个，他说那个，在我们这块当中呢，如果你要达上，要经过一次考试，然后你要离职要经过一次考试，然后在其他的某些派别也有，就是你达上也好，离职也好，都不需要考试，然后你要出家就是给你剃个头，然后给你做个仪式。 然后出家了，然后这样那个这种这这这这这这这样出家一些人呢，就是可能一些那个一些最基本知识不知道，比方说那个就是他们天天念那个不达萨拉那嘎昌咪，然后这个意思是什么他就不知道，然后那个说包括那个戒，那个是上百二十页第一条，就是那个范那地潘那边那边那边那个范那地潘那边那边就是我收拾一下人戒，然后这个意思他们都不知道。 然后这样是那个那个出家法达成仪式，就是这种很俗烂的那种仪式而已。
So even now here in this organization, if you get your Nisaya Mutaka certificate, that is your master's degrees.
所以说那个在我们这边当中，如果说你能获得一张离职证的话，这个相当于你的硕士学位。So
if you pass the exam also for Vinayacharya or Dhammacharya, it is like taking your PhD.
他说你要能考到什么律师、法师这样学位，这相当于博士。
就是说，对于比库来讲，比如像那个妞的长老，他离开寺院，是不是只要超过一个名相，然后这个依止就算是破了？
So he's asking that if Nisayacharya leave this monastery for more than one dawn. Nisa relationship automatically becomes invalid. Is that true or not?
Yes. So now, let's see here, this Migoda Bandana. So then, he suddenly has to travel outside the monastery. And he doesn't come before dawn. He comes on the following day. All the pupils have to go and they can ask Nisa from him. Because the Nisa is broken.
After he returns,
出于时间的话，那我应该在什么时间之内，然后去请求另一个遗嘱才不犯戒？
So for example, this martial dance. I mean, so he's asking that suppose Migoda Bandana
left it this manager between the first dome and the second dome. And he actually went back to the manager after the test dome, like that. After the test dome, he came back to the manager. Then, during this time, he has to find another teacher to take his independence, like that. So then he's asking that from where? During which period of time? Should these people go to another theater to take music?
After this dome, number two, no?
After this dome.
No, it's called the Nise breaks the dawn time. Okay, after dawn time, that is, he is not Nise.
So that means after the dawn number three and before dawn number three?
No, if he is able to find another teacher to get Nisaya, he can do it as soon as possible. But if somebody is available, if he is not available, he might have to wait. In that case, now he does not fall, the Piku at least, does not fall into offense. Because there is nobody available.
Okay.
But the Dukkha of occurs as long as somebody is available, but you neglect, you don't go. So that is why the Dukkha.
Let me see, if he didn't go, that one don't pass the first one Dukkha.
One day, 2 days. Okay, if he does it out of neglect, all through, another Nisaya chat is available there.
Yes.
Okay? So he does not go, then it is Dukkha for him. Every Dukkha in the dawn time is Dukkha.
Okay.
Every dawn is Dukkha.
他是这样，他是没有上来，然后他是第二天没上车走，今天没上车走，然后那个第二天他就不太会回来，就是你如果知道的话，那么在这个时候，如果这个寺院里边有其他可以给你做意志事的人，然后你可以去亲近他，就是你可以跟他修一手。然后，如果说是你是你就出于这件事情的无视，就是出于这件事情清楚，哎，我不求意识也行。那这种情况下，每过一个冥想，每多过一个冥想，从这个冥想开始，每多过一个冥想就有所。但如果说这个寺院里边弥勒长老走了之后，没有其他人可以给你做意识事，那你就可以一直等弥勒长老，然后整个过程中都是不犯。
哦，
对。
然后就是比如说。我们那个山上，因为那个弥勒长老如果一不在这吃饭，你能看得见吗？如果在山下吃饭的话，
对，
因为我们山上看不见，山上可能是有人通知，每次都是比如说那个上网课的时候，然后那个你上网课，大家说那个今天那个大家就都去求一指，
对，
然后比如说我那天我刚好因为有事我没去上网课，我就不知道。
这不算，因为他说犯的时候只有一种状况，就是说你明明知道他在这
儿，知道他走了，然后我还不去，
对，
哦，
就是让你是故意不去，你是故意那个忽略这件事情，
哦，
就正常人犯，但是你一旦知道，你就应该尽快去。
哦，
反
正对上来了，
啊，
下来
了，上来了。So he's asking how about surrounders?
Surrounders, of course, they.They have Nisaya from Vajrayana, but now with Acharya, Vajrayana is not available, they have to take Nisaya under Acharya, Vigodava. If my Vigodava travels somewhere, usually he will tell another monk. He will tell another monk, no? So then to substitute him. So therefore now Samanyana has to go under that monk. If another monk, Samanyana and so forth, he deliberately doesn't go. And the teacher asks him, why do you not come? And so what? He just ignores and so forth. Then some punishment, if he does it again, therefore he becomes completely negligent or like that.
Okay, so
disrespectful, like that. Maybe he will get some punishment.
Dandakama.
Dandakama means not physical.
Okay.
Dandakama. He will tell him, don't come for the class. You go.
Okay.
Or something like that. They will obstruct him, so they will take his keys from the kuti, for example.
These small things later. 然后一直剩下不在的话，那个如果长时间不在，就是说像这种连续几个冥想都不在，他们也会指定那个指定另外一个比上座比丘，然后等你们一直，然后在那种情况下，就像骨灰一样，就是等于求意识就行。然后只不过当然你们不求意识，对上半年来说没有恶作，但是如果说发现上半年来一二三再二三，他故意不求意识的话。那个就是应该是惩罚上面，对，比方说以后我们的战斗你就不用来了，啊，就这样惩罚。再比方说，肯定他固定钥匙给不去了，对，就
固定钥匙给
陌
生，
对，
啊，
就是你这种人就不该在这住了。
那像现在如果他走了，那我们那个我都不知道怎么求意识，那现在这样我应该怎么办呢？我应该主动问呢？
你可以主动问一下，一般来说他们是请那个白眉做医生的。
啊，
对，
就在所到。
啊，是。
对。
啊，那个文明，我还想问一下，在什么情况下，比库不求医治是没有过犯的？
啊。就是一个还没有离医治。
不是，就是已经离医治的比丘，因为我知道有一种情况，就是说，比如说你出去旅行在路上，
啊，
就是说这个是不是，然后一个情况，然后还有没有其他的类似的情况？
就是不能离医治的比丘，对离医治比丘，
对，不能医治的比丘，他没求医治是不犯的情况。
嗯，所以 he's asking that under which conditions, for Nisei Karani, If he didn't take Nisei, there is no offense for him. For example, he's traveling on a road or something like that. Is there any other, except for this condition, is there any other conditions?
These things are not explained here, no? Vinayana, they don't explain this. So then, there are many other conditions. Traveling is one. If one is sick, if one wants to help another monk who is sick, and he has to travel with another monk or to attend to another monk. Like say a monk is in hospital, and another monk wants to help him. He can't find acharya in the hospital. So then he is also exempted to stay for temporary. These are temporary exemptions. Okay, from this way. So then there is also another exemption. When a monk who wants to get meditation instructions, and he wants to go in a secluded place, so and meditate. For example, one monastery is very crowded, and he finds it difficult to meditate there. He wants to go somewhere in a secluded place, in some forest. So, and if the teacher allows, so that monk can go and stay in the forest, and meditate there. Except during the rainy season, he has to return back and find the Nisei Acharya. So that is also an exception. That means for beginners, this is for beginners, not for advanced meditators.
Okay. Okay. 然后他说你刚才说外出在路上，这是一个因缘之外。还有其他原因，比方说这个比丘自己病，他的病，这是一个因缘。然后还有一个因缘是他这个比丘自己虽然病，但是他要去看护另外一个得了病的比丘，那个病比丘可能在医院里或者别什么地方。然后那个病比丘住的地方可能是没有人可以病做医治。然后这个是可以的。然后还有一种情况，比方说那个你虽然还没有离职，但是你所属这个寺院环境可能非常拥挤，非常嘈杂。然后你想去一个比较偏远的森林住处上修，然后这种情况下，你可以先给你老师那个修的许可，因为一直是那个修的许可，然后他给你这个许可之后，你可以去那个独自去那个地方上修。他说这个，但是他说这个一般来说是对那个禅修初学者来说，而不是对那个进阶什么的。
比如说那个我们如果上来要求那个跟那个
你不相信人家，你只要听他那个巴黎人就可以了，就是然后他说你说我占用明白那封信，然后他说他
就是一个形式上的，根本没有什么实际意义
啊。
这就是一个形式上的，没有什么实际意义。
Miko 上你跟他求意见，他也不是每次都跟你讲，他很少跟你讲的，一般也就是过一个形式。
那就是说，这种没有实际意义的，就只是找一个形式，这种也是可以的吗？这种做法
无法，嗯，没想到那种。嗯。Also, he's asking that if the people he went to the Nisa to take the dependence, and this Nisa is he's obajaya me by the way, and then this Nisa Acharya just Padigupan that finished.Without giving any admonishment, then is this the dependence considered valid or not? This is the question.
Nisa is not to. Is based on the acceptance, no? Acceptance. Now you accept him as acharya of Ajaya and so forth, and he accepts you as a pupil. That means a kind of exchange of acceptance. The word you acceptance. After the acceptance, that is what means the Nisa has been established. If that acceptance is established, Nisa is established. The rest is just secondary things. If the Acharya wants to give admonition or advice and so on, it's up to him. If he has no time to give you any admonition, it's not necessary to give admonition. So that does not invalidate the Nisa.
Okay.
The admonition is not included. That means that he has, in that immediately after the Nisa, he has to give admonition. That is not included. That part is not included. He can do it maybe other days, but not immediately.
Then he says, 然后你们通过那个送那个意志的干嘛呗，然后就表示你们互相接受对方身份，然后你们的意志关系就成立了。至于你刚刚说那个教解那个东西，对意志关系成立来说是不必要的。然后如果他即使想做他可以做，如果他不想做，或者他想改天做，那取决于那个意志是，然后他不在这个意志关系范围之内。对，他就是你承认他身份而已，只是你承认他的身份，然后具体说你们身份关于什么内容是由你们自己去掌握的。当时米国长老不在那个。
米国长老不在。
啊。
啊，应该是就前两天做手术。
啊。
啊。但是就是之后。
啊，我明白了，就是你们给他求医嘱的时候，那个就你们介石还在吗？你们当时那个介石还在吗？
嗯，就加拿大。
对。
已经离开了。
已经离开了。
离开好几天了。
啊。
因为我就不知道，就是我们再一次请医嘱的话，还会不会拒绝？
啊。So they're asking that. So after the, their seminar ordination, because those days, Mikulmane was absent. He's doing operation in the hospital. Those days, when he got ordination, he got ordination. Mikulmane was absent. So then, because after when Janandale left, they have no ni actually.
Today he arrived.
Ah, yes, today he arrived. Yes, but
so maybe after tomorrow, maybe he's able to sort this out.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. give Nisa, or to tell some other monk to tell Nisa, because now even Nataratna, because he, Migoda did not tell him anything. Migoda left suddenly, no?
Oh, okay, okay.
Suddenly he left, and he did not tell any other monk to substitute him.
Oh, okay.
So, actually he just went for a medical check, and the doctors told him that that was opposite day, just before the 3 o'clock, no?
Oh, yes.
He had to come. The doctors told him, no, you have to immediately go to the hospital. Oh. In that moment, it was a rush. He could not tell another monk to undertake his duties. This is why Nandaratna, he did not give his consent to give Nisa because he has no permission.
Okay.
Migodavad.
Okay.
After he returned, now, of course, maybe tomorrow, after tomorrow, something can be done.
然后他说这个事情的经过是这样的，他说那个米国长老他在那个去医院这件事发生很突然，就本来米国长老他在他只是做个体检，就是在乌克兰是在那个乌克萨拉人那边，然后去医院，然后米国长老说了个体检，然后做个体检，他说然后说说你们想先做什么进一步治疗啊，我先做完乌克萨拉，他一般是那个带着皮肤僧众做乌克萨拉，我先做完乌克萨拉，然后你们再带我去，然后当时那个医生不行，你这个体检结果一出来，这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这
跟其他人说，你们人谁谁谁代替他 duty。所以说，然后那个 gospel learning 他在没有得到那个 Migo 长老的那个许可情况下，他是不能擅自给你们那个，因为他 Migo 长老是首先他是你们的意志师，那有的人按说话，按顺序的话，他应该是你们意志师，然后他没得到他许可的话，他是不能那个随便给你们意志。所以说，所以以这个原因，他拒绝你们。然后他说，现在 Migo 长老今天晚上也回来了，然后所以说。这个问题可能明天或者后天他会给解决。
哦，那也就是说，如果是译主师他那个离开的时候没有给任何其他就没有一人给其他的那个有历史权有历史资格的老师任何的指示的话，那在他做他的上面上都在这段时间都没有办法行使，是吧？
对。不光情绪，然后那个受戒也是一样吧，就那个就比方说你们那个上班，然后那个每个送戒日，他那个不是有一个比库给你受戒嘛，然后有的时候是那个二身上，但是有的时候那个啪那个感觉，然后他们实际上都是在窝三，他们是都得到那个六张的许可，
啊
这样，然后我有一次我原来找到陈志，他都不给收。我当时因为我是在 CMI 嘛，当时就我们一起在路上走，然后犯了什么戒，然后让成员守门，他不守，没得没有这样许可。
那如果说下次的话，我们吃饭的时候，中午来吃饭，一看没有的话不在的时候，那是不是如果是第一天不在，然后第二天还不在的话，我们就得赶紧找医生？
对，但是
为什么这样？
对，但是实际上，如果真出现这种情况，CMI一般都会通知你，比方说和你一批的那些人，他们应该会通知你，他们应该是首先得到消息。
那也就是说没有人通知的
就
没有
通话。对，那不能说你故意不去，因为你犯的情况是明明知道人家已经给你
通知我了。
对。
那个刚才我想问一下，就是那个如果那个医嘱师啊，他是具备那个医嘱师的资格的，然后也通知了那个北库，然后需要那个请医嘱。就是求一个另外一个新的医嘱，就是原来的医嘱师出去了。那这种情况下，
这两个都是去资格，就是这个新的医嘱师和旧的医嘱都是去资格。
对，那旧的医嘱师没问题，就是以前一直跟那个医嘱，然后那弄多少，就刚才问的这个问题的情况。刚问这个问题的情况，然后那个其他旅客通知的，那个领导出去了，我们今天晚上要找谁谁谁请医嘱。然后如果这位比库就是那位医嘱师是有资格的，新的医嘱师是有资格的。然后如果那位比库对新的医嘱师的资格有疑，或者他认为没有资格，他因为这个原因没有去求医嘱，有没有过分？
So he's asking that in this case, so if to give Nisei to his own pupils, and then his pupils, after they got informed that this bhikkhu is going to become their new Nisacharya. They have some doubts about his qualification, whether he's qualified or not. Because of this, they didn't go to this new Nisacharya to take Nisa. In this case, is there any offense for these people?
Offense, because doubt doesn't, is no evidence, no. That's called doubt, does not mean there is evidence there.
Oh.
Okay? Mm. That's called a person who has doubt and so forth, that it's not enough ground for you to not to take Nisaya and another teacher.
Oh.
Can be misinformation, maybe something like that. Mm. So therefore, now, another thing now, you can see, in that case now, the Nisaya is like symbolic now. Symbolic, just to be under Nisaya of, except if you have evidence that that bhikkhu is, it is Dusila, means he is very corrupted person. So then, if you have some evidence, of course, you can stay away. Because the Buddha allowed to monks not to take Nisaya under Alaji. Alaji bhikkhus, which have no shame, they are shameless, for doing bad things. Mm. So then one should go away from there, or stay away from there, not to take Nisaya.
Okay,
but
so
if there is evidence, if you don't have evidence, what?
If there is no evidence, and they didn't go to take Nisaya, they themselves before to the offense.
No and took the offense. Except if you have evidence that actually the person is Alaji Mughala, he is shameless, he does bad things, he has already done bad things. So in that case now you can stay away.
如果说你的这个心意只是对他有疑，而你没有什么证据，就是证明他没有这资格的话，那你如果不依修一指，那还犯恶罪。但是如果说你有明确证据，证明这个心念性是那个是坏戒的，是无耻的，然后那个那如果有这种证据的话，那么你就是跟你佛陀说吧，你们可以得到允许，就是远离他。不太那个不信那个相信一种反而可以对那个远离。
我发现，像如果这个证据就好比这个算证据，就是说他拿胃所说的食物，这算是破戒了吧？
他是故意的。
那我怎么猜？我怎么知道他的那个？
因为他有可能只是因为失念，就是说他偶尔犯什么一次，他不是他故意犯的戒，他是因为失念犯的戒。
不是一次，如果你一直看到的，这算不算这个破戒的一个坏行？
不严重，做了
的，
拉分食物的，
不是，我不这个意思，他是了解我的意思。
So he's asking that if he saw this new this new Nisayacharya, he's always taking unoffered food. He's always taking unoffered food. Is this a clear evidence that this new Nisayacharya is Dusila like that?
Dusila means. He has fallen into Parajika Sangati, says like that. Fusila means he's silly, but there are other, he becomes Alaji. It's Alaji is shameless. Okay, that's why now it is, which covers other minor rules, for example. Minor rules means not Parajika Sangati, says. So, in that case now, any other monk who breaks Nisagya Pachitya, some of these rules, he's called Alaji.
Again,
it is shameless. Therefore, now even under him, the Buddha told not to take Nisaya.
他说你这个不能说明他坏戒，因为坏戒是指他犯那个巴拉西嘎或者三个地三，但是你可以说是无耻。然后呢，就是无耻可以包括就是那个尼萨西亚巴基利亚，可以包括巴基利亚，甚至包括那个能就是专业法的其他一些那个轻罪。如果反复的话，你可以说是无耻。然后对于无耻的，或者是我跟佛陀说吧，你是不应该做下去
无耻。就是说这个也算是无耻的一种。
对，就是他反复
啊，对，你可以不去受戒，不去求医治，
对，
这也算证据之一，
对，
还有一个问题就是说，班内前面说的是巴拉基卡跟桑德蒂谢沙，
是坏戒，是坏戒，
对，这个坏戒是他犯过了，已经出罪了，还是
巴拉基卡是不能出罪的，
桑德蒂谢沙我不知道， 他出罪了，这个算不算已经是不算坏戒的状况？
Also he's asking that if this new this new Nisa actually he has committed somebody to the offense before, but he already got a ban. In that case,
it's not necessary. You can take Nisa, no problem. It is pure. No? He is pure. Now he is. A ban means he got reinstated.
Okay.
It's a normal bhikkhu, no?
Okay.
Regular bhikkhu.
他说如果他已经出罪了，你应该把他新的
名。
Even for example, now these monks who observe Parivasa, for example, usually they should not keep Nisa in. These are one of the 92 duties of Parivasa monks.
Yes.
They should not keep Nisa in.
Yes.
So that is, therefore, you can't take Nisa under him. If you take your Nisa, he is not valid. Because he observed Parivasa. But after he completes his abana, the Sangha has agreed to him to pick regular man, then no problem.
他说但是如果他已经犯了三个戒，但是他正在行别住或者正在行马达，这个时候你不能给他修一支，因为这是他的义务，就是行别住行马达是九十二种义务，就是其中义务就是你不能给三个人一支。但如果他已经出罪完毕，那他是行经别住，他可以给你一支。
那我补一下，就是说拿胃手术的食物，我只要不入口，我这个食物都可以随时拿吗？你明白我的意思？我拿这个食物不是为了吃。
这个问题他以前回答过，如果胃手术的食物，他不是说你如果你只是看着东西，他是不是能他是不是食物？只是拿起来看一看，这种饭
不是这种，知道是食物，
知道是食物，然后呢？
就拿来拿去不吃。
动机是什么？
什么？
动机是什么？
动机有可能他就放到哪里去啊，或者是。叫什么？叫什么？叫别人帮他保存，或者是拿这个食物有可能。
不然不叫别人保存，那肯定也是犯戒的。
除了就是说，就是说不是好奇的，拿起为所说的食物，但是不是为了自己吃，有可能给动物啊或什么的这种。
这个他也讲过，就是你拿那个，你不让给动物，就是给居士也是可以的。
可以的，
对啊，
那为什么做 duty 的时候，老师他们不把这个食物不吃的，但是不能拿来拿去呢？
你没看见供佛的食物吗？
啊？
供佛食物你每天有注意吗？
我说台上面的东西。
你先不要说台上面，供佛那食物，然后他们上来拿回去之后，他们也没有再次手术，对不对？是没有再次手术，对吧？
对。
拿回去就没有再次手术，然后那边胖大长老，他经常就是说你们吃饭吃到差不多的时候。他去把那个顾客盘那边食物也没接手术，直接拿盘装塑料袋，然后那个分给工人去吃。正常，你应该能观察到。
供居士吃。
给居士吃。
这些都可以不用手术。
他给居士吃，他不是给自己吃。
那个做 duty 的人中午把那个桌上的盘子拿下来。
对啊，我也觉得对，这都没问题的。
那就是说，但是就是说，台上面的东西啊。
可以啊。
比库能不能把台上的食物搬到 storeroom 去？
哪个 storeroom？
这个
storeroom，
对，
不可以。那个，因为 storeroom 他们那个是上面来一样不碰的。你要不放在上面来碰的地方，比方说那个比库架子上，那个上面来到时候会碰，那样就可以。然后那个就比库就不会犯出的失误。这个张以前都讲过了。
哦，就他是为了避免犯那个储存食物戒，所以说他不去碰这些东西。
对，不是他是碰他，你可以碰，你碰之后立刻交给上面来，交给上面，或者交放到上面来将来会碰的地方。
哦，
对，
要么就是说直接给。给居士吃，我就直接可以。
直接交给楼下就行了，直接交给楼下，或者那个。
比库就是说，这些东西全部可以拿，不要手术，直接可以拿。
对啊，他们都是直接拿的。你们所难道不是直接拿的吗？
什么？
你们所那些比库难道不是直接拿的吗？就是那个，就这上午饭以后，这桌上剩下的时候，他们都怎么处理？
不是我，好像很多比库他不拿东西，全部让上面在那拿的。
那个有些比库，我遇到一种情况是他没上戒律课。我遇到过，他没上戒律课，他不敢碰。
对，但是我像这些就是比库，大部分比库，你不可能没组，可能就一个上面人，到时候你收拾桌子的时候，比库肯定要干这事。对。
还有一个就是对戒有疑虑啊。这种算不是戒的疑虑，就好比一个人。
对，
求戒指是不是他不说戒是患嘛？
啊，对，戒是患，对。
前面问的是三大戒现在的问题，出罪以后就可以了，在那马拉达期间，我们 别住期间我们不能问他求求医生。
对，
还有一个是第一个是巴拉基卡的问题。
啊，
巴拉基卡只有自己承认，
啊，
他才算是犯。但是他对外宣称是桑加地西沙不定法里面桑加地西沙出罪以后，但很多人对他是有疑义的。这个算是实际的释怀疑义，还是没有证据的实
你怀疑和你哪张证据？但是他就你
是有东西，这个东西只有是比库他自己承认，但别的有信的人觉得他是犯巴拉基卡。
你觉得犯巴拉基卡？你得证据。
对啊，人家不说了，有信的
有
听闻到或者有什么有这种证据显示，但是
啊，听闻到的证据。
对对，但是巴拉对那个巴拉基卡对比库来说，只有他自己亲口承认，他才是那个。
不一定，他给那别人可以拍证据来。那不一定啊，别人可以拍证据。比方说你被
我说是听闻，没有说拍
啊。
我就说，我就跟你讨论是借尸坏这个东西，对你对他，你要一直这个人你有疑惑的话，
嗯，
这个算不算是借疑惑？可以不去找他医治。
哎，那个，我记得以前大老姐说过，听闻不是听别人那个道听途说传，而是听那种声音或者
对
来的听闻。
对，那个见闻，我可以帮你问一下，我可以帮你确认。So he's asking that, so if I heard he has heard from other bhikkhus that this new Nisaya Acharya has heard from other bhikkhus that this new Nisaya Acharya has gone to Potter's province, but he himself has no evidence for that. But because of this hearing, he has some doubt about this new Nisaya Acharya. Then is it okay for him to skip this Nisaya?
Okay, because he can actually verify it.
Uh-huh.
Because he can go and tell Upande, I have heard that like that, some monks they tell you I fall into Parajika, it is true.
Uh-huh.
So you can ask him.
Uh-huh.
So, he has to tell,
uh-huh,
yes or no.
Uh-huh.
If he admits, uh-huh, yeah, then you can tell, okay, Bande, I'm not going Nisaya under you.
Uh-huh.
So, but if he does not admit,
uh-huh,
of course, that is just rumors.
Okay.
Just rumors.
Okay.
Therefore, no, you have to verify that.
Okay. If you are going to go to the hospital,
才能称作为疑啊！
你这不就已经是疑了吗？就是你，对你就是这就是疑。关键问题不在于疑不疑，而在你有没有明确证据说明他已经是坏戒了？
嗯，
所以你疑不疑跟你求不求医治没有任何关系。你关键是你有没有足够证据说明他已经坏戒了，这是关键。
但是证据只有自己亲自拿到证据，不能听闻，不能。
对，因为你听闻是不能证明他犯了戒。你比方说他去跟女人睡觉，你拍照片他就在跟女人睡觉，这没话可说的，对吧？
Because it's easy to misunderstandings to come up, no?
Ah, yes.
Some monks are very quick to blame others.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, trivial thing, they will say, oh, Parajika. It's wrong. That's called. Therefore, no, you have to verify these things. You can't stay beyond rumors, no?
Mm-hmm.
They are just rumors.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know historians about which are very maradam. He also could claim that he is Parajika. So because he had to give Dhamma talks,
mm-hmm,
in the radio, in some public libraries,
mm-hmm,
and he used to stay in lay house.
Oh.
So during the daytime, many other devotees arrived, lay women or like that.
Oh.
So and then because he was staying overnight in that house, so then, I don't know, some other devotees were against the starting blame of Parajika. Not understanding that actually just sleeping in a house, a lay house, that he is Parajika. So then, which is ridiculous. So then he did not admit anything like that. According to the Vinaya, there was nothing wrong, but people, they tried to blame him. And these rumors now, they spread these rumors. This is what actually you can't accept, you have to verify whether it's true or not.
Yeah. 他说这个误会这个事情是很容易发生的，就是你出口说这句话就是责备别人，这件事情总是很容易很快，然后你很可能是有事，你先是把一件小事啊，就是你犯个小错误，然后这件事你就很把它去干。然后他说那个就是那个设法当然了，以前那个有些人说是把它去干。他说这个事情经过是这样，然后是设法当然了，他有时候到外面去那个去给汽车开始，因为他有时候那个被标板了嘛。他需要在那个去家里边过夜，然后那个白天去那个家是那个去他所住家里边那个居室里边，有女居室，然后他这样在那个居室家里边过了一夜之后，就有些不喜欢圣马大长老的事情，啊就开始说那个圣马大长老跟女居室一起过夜，犯了八大戒，然后这个事情呢，就是说那个是实际上是这样，就是他第一，他没有说是不是那个释迦牟尼，并没有证据说是他是跟女居士一起过夜。第二，跟女居士只是一起过夜，这也不是八大戒。然后事实发生是释迦牟尼只是在那个居士家里边过了一夜，然后这不犯任何戒的。但只是因为这个事儿，然后有些人就开始传播这样的原因，所以我们为了避免这样的误会，就是当你听说一个留言时，你一定亲自去证实，否则的话留言就只是留言而已。
这种留言如果你转述的话，是不是诽谤了？
啊？
这种留言你转述就变成诽谤了？
你动机你说诽谤？
对，这算不诽谤啊？就是没有动机，没有实际证据的时候说一个人算诽谎吗？
你是哪条八戒？
就是以无根是诽谎，是第八条。
三八戒三，
以无根是，然后
啊，那个我对对对对，不是他，但是那个的话，就是应该是以促使他还俗的一点，
啊，对，得看动机嘛。
对，但是真那个，我记得有个八戒第七十六条。
对对对，有
那个
三八戒杀，
三
八戒杀，
对，你现在说的是巴拉提卡了，现在
已经巴拉提卡了，
三八戒杀的这
个，那可能犯宿罪，就是那可能犯宿罪或者恶作，因为你的动机不是那个动机，但是我查一下，那可能宿罪或者恶作，
但是那个巴西利亚那个可能也跟动机有关，
巴西利亚的动机啊，对，是跟动机有关，对，
所以呢。One more thing I want to tell you now regarding this Nisaya, it's not only about Parajika Sangadisesa. As I told you, it's about Laji Bhikkhus. And the Laji Bhikkhus now who break these rules, one should also not take Nisaya. Okay, this Parajika Sangadisesa monks are very rare. But other monks who break the rules deliberately and so forth, one should not take Nisaya. Laji Bhikkhus.
然后还有关于一审一审事情，就是说那个就是犯了巴拉提伽或者三个第四三，然后又没有赎罪这种坏戒的理由，这种肯定是不能求一审，但是这种理由可能比较少见。然后其他的比方说他故意破其他一些清戒的那无始理由，你也不应该跟他那个求一审。
So in that case also has to have some verification, some evidence and verification. Otherwise, it's not on imagination and fantasies.
然后但是你说这个比库是无耻，你也有足够证据，否则你不能否则话可能只是你的想象或者幻想。
兄弟，像你说那个，就把这个食物啊，就给居士，这算不算是那个
教诲进食？
类似这样，他一直这样做的话，这个
剩余食物送他剩余的食物。
我知道，我明白。我的意思是说，这个好比是一种，是不是跟在家人保持一种良好关系的一种？
不是你，那你说还有处理食物更好办法？你放第二天可能没坏了，然后
那你的动机是什么？
不是我的意思说，如果动机是跟在家信众保持良好的关系，这种东西可以
保持良好的关系，
你说八年的。
也不算巴结，就是说，他一直护持我们，他一直在这周围帮我们做事
的。吴家的感
情，就类似于这种，会不会
吴家的动机？
会不会碰到不是吴家的动机？就是说这种动机是不是不犯戒的，就正常的可以的。如果是这样的话，我对这个在家人感觉比较好，我看到有食物了，哎，我就赶快一个塑料袋，我也套着。我到时候我一直给他，每天给他。
啊，我可以帮你问一下，吴家的啊， So he's asking that, so if for this leftover food on the table after lunch, if one bhikkhu takes this leftover food and give it to a layperson who is very close to him, to his friend, like that, and with the intention to develop his a friendship with that layperson, and this bhikkhu does it again and again. So he's asking that in this case, is this bhikkhu considered kula dosa?
Can't, because he's left over food now. And it is not kula dosa, because now this, who is a lay person who is working like Kapyakarak, or who is like that, who is going inside the monastery now?
Yeah,
help us.
Yes.
No problem. Yeah, help us now. They do it because now because they are helping. You can, people who help, you can give.
Yeah.
But they are monastery people. It's monastery daigat. Helpers. With people who come from outside of school, you can't give.
Outside?
You can't give to the daigas. The bhikkhu goes and takes to the daigas, to the children. The daigas who come from outside, but should not give food to them. He can become kulodosa. But if he gives only to the lay helpers here, Kapyakarakas, it's no kula dosa. He can become kula dosa. I'm not saying if he gives to the lay people, no. He wants to please them, because he knows that if you give him some like that, some food, they will bring him some good tablets or like that. So then if you expect, then you become kula dosa. If you expect something for them, give you.
Okay.
So you can become kula dosa. I'm doing it 100%. But with this lay helpers, there is no way they become kula dosa.
但如果说你是给外面来的就是或者说那个四院外面那个就是话这个你看你东西了你可能是无价者可能不是他说那个成为无价者的情况就是说你给他这你给他这你给他这才是像将来给你给给给给给你比方说一个黑板这你如果这种东西的话那你成为无价者但我前面听班里说外面来的那个就是说施主你不可以给他食物的
他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他
应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应该是应
好像是有这么回事。对，等我没等。So he's asking that suppose there's a layperson who wants to give the to this monastery the next day, like that. But he arrived at this monastery this afternoon without taking lunch, and these guys are very tired, hungry and tired, because they came from. Faraway places, no? Faraway places. So in this case, is it allowable for bhikkhus here? Just spare them some leftover food, like that.
Yes, no, because now the attention, it is the attention now which matters. I call now sick people, travelers, And so for people who want to stay overnight in the monastery, people who want to offer food, but they go to troubles, they can't supply themselves with food. That's called beggars. Beggars, you can give them. Beggars also, leftover food. But with beggars is the problem. If you keep beggars, there will be all the time about 100, 200 beggars here outside.
Every day
beggars.
Like some
dogs also you can give, but every day dogs, cats. So therefore now you don't usually don't give to beggars because it's a problem.
Okay.
然后他说那个需要在寺院里边过夜，他那个寺院做供养，然后那个自己吃饭，反正有点麻烦，就是他因为那个寺院做供养，像你说那样没有，那个畜生饭，甚至甚至乞丐，那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个
生盘的食物。
So he's asking that if this food is not leftover.
No, no, no. 他说下午。
下午。
对。
是下午。
下午，我记得所有的食物全是剩余食物。
不是，是仓库里面的 store room 里面。
是这个 store room。
对，新的全新。
不是那个73库里 store room。
73，我去找，锁起来了。
对啊，这儿的 store room 应该都是剩余食物。
不是的。
不是，这种食物是来自
73
后
来。
73后。
但是我就问那个。桌子上那个饼干桶，
啊，
我没拿饼干桶，我是拿
不。不是，我就是说，假如说那个桌子上饼干桶，它不是也收回到小屋里，那不是算剩食。
对，它应该很合理。你比方说，这边吃了酸奶一放的，那肯定是剩食。
对，
吃了酸奶，然后但是有些是新的，你比方说他们有些是其他上先拿过来，
新的旧的混合在一起的。
对，混合在一起。
那我问的不诚实。还好补充
一点。那我现在他刚讲了蚕食，然后蚕食放在那个。
啊，他刚讲，所以是蚕食的问题。
对，那个蚕食乞丐和狗是可以给，但是最好不要给那个乞丐和狗，因为他们天天都回来，是给他们话天天都回来。So he's asking that if it's not leftover food, but they already take food from the store room, is that allowed?
That isn't allowed because now you see.Even yes, allowed. Every like, even a sick person arrives here.
A sick person.
So a layman.
A layman.
He comes here to stay for the medicine and so, but becomes sick. Then because he needs some food to eat and so what, you have to supply him with food. But it's left over or not left over, you can supply him.
这也是意思。比方说，那个一个就是来现场，他有可能是要在这个寺院过夜。然后他病了，需要食物，然后在这种情况下，你能不管餐食还是那新的食物都可以问。
So you must understand now that the intention is the crucial point, okay?、Mm-hmm. If you want to help,
yes, help.
You give.
Okay.
But if you give, you know how to get back things.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
know, if you give, he will give me something
yes,
like
yes,
a huge
yes,
bit.
Yes.
This is kula dosaka.
Okay,
you give in order to get.
Okay.
Not because you want to help. That is the chetana. That is a different zone.
这点你动机是关键。如果说你的动机只是为了帮助他，是没问题。但是如果说你给他动机是期望回报，这就是无价。
OK. 但如果你没有动机的话，但他后面还是给你回报了。
那是无关的，那是无关的，那
就
取决你看，不管是那个是你自己的东西，和他
回
报，对，和他回报有没有？
就说生团东西是可以这样给外面的人的。
对。
当时我也有疑问，因为这生团东西不是。
那个班长，我想问一下，就是就是两个问题，一个是假如这个医嘱师啊，他那个不具备这个就是做医嘱师的资格，但是呢，比库认为。比库的斯认为他是有的，在这种情况下，就是去医治他，然后有没有那个犯戒？然后还有第二个问题是，就是比如说我们那个出去旅行，然后在途中的一个寺院暂住几天，三天或者什么的，然后那个寺院呢，它是有那个比库有医嘱师的，就是其他寺院其他的比库会医嘱那位医嘱师。那我如果没有证据证明他是 有资格，我也没有证据证明他是没资格。
嗯，
就是我不了解的情况下，在这个情况下，我应不应该去求医嘱？
在龙树林都是身份指定，然后在龙树林身份指定，然后呢他出去，他是再由这个人来再给你指定另外一个，
就是说必须是他离开的这个人来指定，如果是他不指定的话，你自己，比如说他意外出去的话，他没指定，那就是我自己再求一个东西。
你他一般来说这边人正常，你自己求，然后那个人可以直接拒绝。
What is the question?
if this new NISA actually is actually not qualified to give the NISA, and these people does not know that, and he took NISA from this new teacher, then is there any offense for these people?
It's no offense because you see. You can regard this a temporary solution, temporary solution. So, but if you do it as a regular basis, of course you have to know that who is this teacher, what is his qualifications, whether he is knowledgeable, you give guidance, all like that. So if you find out that he is not qualified and so what, it, you better abstain.
首先回答你第一个问题，他说那个就是你第一个问题，就是若这个医嘱是他实际上没有资格，但是让你跟他求了医嘱，这是不是有罪？然后他说这个那个若是只是那个偶尔是那个一次暂时的，这是无罪的。他说因为这对你来说只是个暂时解决方案，但是如果说你长期经常跟这个人求医嘱的话，那你本人就有义务去了解他是不是有这个资格。然后那个人，如果他没有资格的话，你就问一个那个去医生。然后问第二个问题。
But I do mention something now. There are some meditation centers, okay, which are located only for meditation, and monks go there for seclusion. And the Kutis are very far away. So and. There are occasionally some monk there who gives Nisaya, but a symbolic method for these monks to get Nisaya is called. Otherwise, he doesn't give any guidance, no instructions, nothing. Just says for these monks not to feel guilty that they are without Nisaya. He is not qualified. Therefore, no, this Nisaya, it is like a symbolic Nisaya. Okay. He has no any depth as such. And the monk who gives it, he has no time to give guidance. If you ask him for guidance, he has no time to give it. So therefore now in that case now you can take Nisaya like symbolic way, not as a really that you expect from this teacher to give guidance in Vinaya and Dhamma and Abhidhamma like that,
okay.
Like meditation instructions. So Therefore, that is another thing. Now, even these teachers will tell, look, I will give you Nisaya, but I relinquish my duties, you relinquish your duties also.
Oh, okay.
So, therefore, everything is like symbolic. If that is agreement, of course, they can take Nisaya, but you know, it's just a symbolic way. How it's called. It's not much depth.
So this is what happened in Pauk Mien.
In Pauk Sen, it happens like that?
Yes, Pauk Mien, I think.
Pauk Mien, why do you know? How do you know? How do you know?
Because there are so many books about Pauk.
You only from book knowledge. You have not gone there.
Yes, I have gone there, but they have their own propaganda brochure like that. It is mentioned because if they don't tell this kind of information, then you may be going to doubt, not doubt. So why they only take techniques without giving any instructions? So
you read some.
They give some kind of information like that. Mm. 然后他说那个禅修，然后各个菩提寺那个很多那个离禅修离得很远，然后那个禅修那个僧众也特别多。然后在这种情况下，他给他给那个意识都只是象征性，就是说你可能会念那个意识。 但实际上呢，就是说那个意识师，他给那个弟子，他可能根本没有时间去给弟子，比方说那个律上面，然后法上面，还有阿弥陀佛上面开始，然后他也不会给你们禅修指导，然后是那个，那就所以说是这正常情况下，意识师象征性，然后你不要期望这个意识师的实际上给你什么指导，然后甚至有些意识师就是他做完意识之后呢，他跟你说，然后那个你我解除我对你的义务，然后轻轻解除你对我的义务。
这样解释情况吗？解释之后，你就他说你就不用觉得你对这个意识一直啥有什么义务了，你就指完了就完了，你就不犯戒指。啊，是这个是不解密语吗？你看解密。对。你管你，我管我。
对。
那话就，
这话就是这样。我也不能说，话就是
英语。连太多了。
英语。
对。
解除义务。He also said that he has been to Pauk, and he said that in Pauk they actually request the duties.
Yes. You just tell the sentence, Patirupam, Patirupam, finish, then immediately you will tell the chira. Now you have to tell another sentence that I relinquish my duties.
Okay.
Two formulas, one after the other. You undertake, in the same time, you relinquish.
So the second formula is in Pali.
I think so. That means now the Nisei is one part, okay? The duties is a different part now. Now, for example, if you fall sick, the pupil falls sick, the acharya has to care, no? To find the medicine, to find a doctor for you. So, but if the acharya relinquishes duties, the pupil has to find alone his doctor, his medicines.
Okay.
他说那个意识和弟子之间义务是另外一回事，因为意识和弟子之间呢，跟大片里面是有些义务，比方说那个老师生病了，那个弟子要去照顾；弟子生病，老师要去照顾。那老师如果对弟子解除义务的话，那弟子生病，老师可以说我没时间照顾，你可以自己自个儿照顾，自个儿找一代。
就是说解除这种义务啊，只有是意识师对弟子说，
不能弟子直接跟老师说的，对吧？应该是这种。 只有是上面说人，你解除，那我也解除了，不可能你设法你说我对你解除义务，这不可以吧，基本上。
So he's asking that this relinquishment of duties must be initiated by the teacher, not the pupil, isn't it?
Yes, actually, if the teacher is willing, otherwise, you can't pressurize the pupil, the teacher, no.
对，是这样的，就是老师愿意说的，可以这样。
那个
，那第二个。So he's also asking that if he's traveling, and on his way, stayed in another monastery for a few nights, like that. And in this new monastery, there's also Nisayachari. But he does not this new teacher at all. This people, he does not know this new teacher at all. Then should he take Nisayachari from this new teacher or not?
Not follow, because you told the first case. What was the first case? If
there's only one case. Because it's traveling.
Is following?
Traveling.
Traveling. Okay.
And on his way of traveling, he stayed in another monastery for a few nights. And in this new monastery, there is a new Nisayachari. And but this guest monk, he does not know this new teacher at all. He does not know whether this teacher is qualified or not. He doesn't know. Then he's asking that is it allowed for this guest people to take Nisaya from the new teacher?
There is a special allowance for the Buddha put down that to wait 2-3 days now.
Oh.
So as soon as he arrives in a new monastery, the Buddha allowed to wait 2-3 days and check whether the bhikkhu who gives Nisaya, he is laji or alaji, shameful or shameless. So then, that case now, it is not time pressure there for you to immediately run and rush to take Nisaya blindly under any other teacher. Like for example, these temple monks, they might ask you, what is Nisaya? But they don't know about this. You have to explain them.
Okay.
You have to teach them.
Okay.
You have become their teacher.
Okay. 这个寺庙遗址是个50米宽还是60米宽，而不是一下你盲目求遗址。然后他说如果是车米宽的话，他可能连什么是遗址都不知道。然后你可能可以先跟他解释一下那个什么是遗址，然后怎么样求遗址才可以。
我想了解一下，就好比你这个人没有遗址，一个比库没有遗址，没有离遗址，还没有离遗址，他可不可以在外面，人家供养一个寺院，他在那里，就说住在那个寺院里面，这算他每天都在犯恶作还是什么的？就那个寺院里面没有其他人的遗址，但是他一直待在那个寺院里面。
这个我会帮你问一下。So he's asking that if a bhikkhu is Nisaya Karani and one of his dayakas offered him a monastery for him to stay, but there's no other monk in this new monastery, then is it allowable for this bhikkhu to go and stay alone in this new monastery?
Not allowed. If he is Nisaya Karani, he has to stay under the monastery for his teacher.
Okay.
It would be also wrong for his teacher to ordain him to allow him to go to live alone in the monastery.
然后他说他不可以那个，如果他没有离遗址的话，然后他必在原来的寺院和那个遗址是住在一起，然后他遗址是如果给他许可，然后那个兄弟让他一个人住那个寺院的话，对他遗址来说这是错误。
Except if the teacher gives permission, the teacher gives special permission. If the teacher gives special permission, you can tell him, okay, you can go for some time and come back.
但是这个意思是可以给他一种特殊许可，就是说你在这边去一段时间，再回来。
就是说其实可以，就是说你要不可能，也就是说永远不回来，但是你就是什么时候你要回来一次。
对。
刚才我还想问一下，比如说，
不是，
假如说我是在那个中国的某一个上优部寺院达上的，我有我的戒师， 然后呢，我过了一段时间以后，我认为龙树林的老师会更好。然后呢，但是我的戒师呢，他并不同意我离开。在这种情况下，我没有征得我的戒师的同意，然后就离开了中国那个寺院，我来到龙树林。在这种情况下，那比丘有没有就是
反戒？
就你还没有离职是吧？
没有离职。
So he's asking that if a bhikkhu is Nisakarani, and he's asking and he's staying together with the preceptor in the monastery. But when he started to think.There is a better teacher in another monastery. So I want to go to that. I want to go and stay in that monastery, and take that teacher as my acharya, like that. So without getting permission from his own upacharya, he went to another monastery.And took new Nisaya from the new teacher.
Without taking permission?
Yes, from his own preceptor.
It's wrong, no? Because now you see, now there are duties which a pupil has towards the teachers. So one of the duties is even if he wants to enter the village, so he has to take permission.
Okay.
So then if he wants even to shave the head of another person, he has to take permission. If he wants to cut the nails of another person, he has to take permission. Therefore, now every action he does, most of the action he does, he has to take permission to perform, otherwise, dukkata. Let alone if he goes to another monastery without the permission of the teacher, and he gets a nisaya under another teacher. There is also all these are involved dukkatas.
然后他说：“这个就是那个戒子和弟子之间义务。然后那个弟子在那个入学之前，是应该求得他那个戒指或者意识的许可。然后他如果要剃另外一个人的头发，然后也要求的那个戒指或者意识的许可。然后他要剃另外一个人那个指甲，要求的许可。然后更不用说你要剃另外一个寺院，然后从另外那个老师那里求意识。啊，这如果你们没许可，那么去就犯恶作。”
那如果在原来的寺院，然后，他没他想我没有人教我禅修，然后呢，那他想来龙树林，他应该怎么办？
So if this people think, in this monastery nobody can teach me teach me meditation here. In this monastery nobody can teach me meditation, but I want to learn meditation.So what is the way to this for this people to learn meditation?
That's why, like you see, he has to take permission of the teacher. I'm not telling you not to take permission.
Okay.
If you don't take permission and go away like that, it's dukkata offense.
Okay.
But if you take permission, of course, you can do everything under permission. But the teacher tells you, okay, you can go and cut the hair of shave another man. You can cut his knees to wash the robes or not. All this under permission, according to the Vina, no problem.You can, the teacher tell you, yes, you can go learn from another teacher. Meditation, you can learn Vinaya, you can tell other things. No problem, you can go. With permission, everything green light. As long as your teacher agrees with that, no problem. But if he disagrees and so forth, he's against, and you do it against teacher's will, because you are dukkata's offense.
他说你们就是不管怎么说，你都要去到你原来的寺院老师许可。然后那个就是不管你要剃另外一个头发也好，还是剃另外一个指甲也好，还是说是那个去其他寺院吃禅油也好，还是去其他寺院学一戒律也好，只要你能得到你原来的那个寺院那个戒指或者意识许可，然后就等于是给你开绿灯了。但如果他反对，然后你根据你那个，然后你还是用自己想法，然后那个去做这个事情，那就违反恶作。
每天一个恶作还是就一个恶作？
So he's asking that, is there a dukkata every day, or there's only one dukkata?
But every day means if you go without permission.
Yes.
No, it is one dukkata because now you have done one time now. You have done it one time. If you go again, dukkata is again.
那我们那个圣喜大长老说的T恤是戒师跟义执师这两种意思，对吧？对。那我们那个圣喜大长老算是什么？说的不是。那为什么那个T恤是剃头什么都要剃头？剃头是根本不晓得圣喜长老，剃头是剃头根本不晓得圣喜长老，也没什么意思。所以我一直写的，他们写的绝对不是圣喜长老，写的绝对不是圣喜长老，我可以百分之百保证，我这辈子我天天看，绝对不是。上次还我写的了。那你肯定写错了，我告诉你，那说非是弥勒长老不在，说非是弥勒长老不在，然后他们这首先给圣喜长老，弥勒长老在，把这事都是弥勒长老，不信你可以问他。
Okay, well, okay, but I'm going to answer. So he's asking here the teacher means what or ni ni
Nisayacharya,
isn't it?
For Samanera, it means Upajaya.
Okay.
It can be also Nisayacharya. It depends who, under whom you have Nisayacharya.
Okay.
Okay, now for example, you have Nisayacharya and Acharya, you don't ask the Acharya and you go.
Okay.
You've only two got the friends.
Okay.
If your Nisayacharya is under your Upajaya, you don't ask the Upajaya and go.
Okay.
Two got the friends.
Okay. Okay.
他这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个
还给你保证。
那个净身托钵是找圣教了，那个地图你写的，那是这是龙陵，就是那后山有托钵地图，上面你第一次托钵之前要找圣教长老求许可。
对，但是托钵是这样，但是你说那个什么那个剃头剃指甲，这个百分之百是密国长老，跟圣教长老一点关系都没有。
我看了好几次，都人家都写英文，都是写人能干
嘛的。我一次都没见过。我在这在日本上，我一次都没有见过，是这样，都是。
我写过一次，我看过两三次，都是就是说不是星期天，他说是，圣长老允许。
是米格长老允许，是米格长老。我可以帮你确认一下。
你对确认一下，就是在。
而且说实话，就是剃头剪剪指甲，这也不是戒律，而是因为他说是剃头是剃自己的头，剪自己的指甲。
对啊。
按说的话，你跟戒修许可是剃别人头，剪别人指甲才需要。
你确认一下。
我可以
在那个上次第一次开示的时候，圣长老说过，剪指甲跟剃头。
对，这是这派的规矩，这是这派的规矩。
这派的规矩。
对，这是这派的规矩。
不是戒律，
不是戒律。
那
能
戒律？那顺便让那法老解释
这
个规矩。
他以前跟我解释过，他说这派那个，就他以前跟我解释过，就是他们正常情况下，就是你在周日是不需要，在周日做这事情。周日你比方说你剃发剃头是不需要休息，可是你在周日之外。在周日之外，周日比方说那个周六，你想，如果他没有，他除非他给黑板上给圈四眼，比方说今天有事大家要出去，然后这种人在黑板上给整个寺庙就去了，然后今天大家虽然不是周日，也让大家那个剃发的，否则的话，如果说你那个是因为你个人原因，然后你需要跟那个你的意志是那个休息的，然后念那个戒律牌大纲，戒律牌大纲里面做手纹。然后你跟密在密友上面前念个做手，然后他许可就可以。
哦，反正我知道了，这一派的规矩
是这派的规矩。
这派规矩他有可能就指定圣喜长老去管这个，密国长老也不管，就圣喜长老分配。
不是，是你说剃头剃发这个事儿，就是密国长老管。对，
密国长老管。
是密国长老。
但为什么我人家叫我写过一次，我看过三次了
那我你知道你写的人是谁啊？
什么？
你知道你写的人是谁啊？
懂英文的让我写啊。
我那你看着谁？如果那个人可能也就各出家不久上门啊，我觉得
不是比库写这个东西，他全部比库，就上门来写。
有的时候可能上门来让你写，因为比库可能不懂英文，所以派上门来。
那就是说，这派的规矩就是说，净身托钵本来是找弟子师跟戒律老师去请求的，但这派的规矩是 找生意
不是，他可能是这样，可能是命运没有
授权
了，对，跟这个跟这个
授权了，对
对，定义比方说按说的话，就是你们那个乌巴萨他是纯一收界，你应该找没有证，但是没有证他一般是有私人授权。
哦，
对，
这种都授权。哦，明白了，就是这种。
哪个规定？就是那个，就是只能在里边那个其他地方的规定。
对，这个对我们来讲有什么好处？
没什么好处，我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that there's a rule here, so you can only shave and cut your own nails on Sundays, except you get permission from your teacher. So he's asking that why so what is the reason for making such a rule?
No. Sundays is
good day.
Well, now the thing is, now it is from the practical point of view, why they choose Sunday? It is that the monks who prepare this bonbon water for washing the road, who prepare dye, natural dye, they can do it one in a week, no? If, for example, some monks, they want to dye robes, they don't go every day and so forth, and they have to put firewood and be busy with putting fire and boiling water and so to wash the robes. So there is an allotted day, okay, there is one day, they will wash, they prepare a lot of bamboo water.
Okay.
But all monks can come that day, wash the robes and finish it.
Okay.
Otherwise, it troubles and so forth, every day to prepare firewood, no? So, in the same way, would die. That is one day. And then, that is also the day also for example, you clean your robe, you can clean also your body. Body you clean, you shave, you cut your nails and so on. That is, everything has to be done. You don't do it every day like that.
Okay.
So, all the monks have to go together and do it. So, then this is allotted one day. So, that is up to now, there is no problem. It is for practical reasons they do it like that. Okay? But I will tell you what the problem, the next problem is. First, you explain this.
然后他说这个原因，他就是之所以把那个洗袈裟，然后剃指甲，这天指定的周日，是从实践角度来考虑的。因为来说，他们这边那个一般要求你洗袈裟是用那个竹叶水，竹叶水，然后竹叶水都是需要烧的，然后需要烧水准备，就是那个是需要大点时间，还需要准备柴火，然后是需要有些比如专门做这个东西。然后如果说允许大家每天用这东西洗的话，然后这个做丢弃这个比如它需要每天烧，然后这个是非常累的，所以说这整个就是一般是把这个东西都集中在一天，然后那个在洗袈裟这一天呢，同时你也可以清洁自己身体，那清洁自己身体呢就包括那个剃发，包括剪指甲这些事情，所以说他们这边一般要求就是那个所有比如都集中在一天，把这个那个洗袈裟、剃发、剪指甲这些事情都做了，然后到目前为止，这个制度还没有出现什么问题。但是在另一方面有一个问题，然后张老师给大家讲。
Okay, now, actually, in the Mahavagapali or Chulavagapali, the Buddha let down these rules about duties of pupil towards the teachers. It says that the pupil he should not cut the nails of another person. A kachasa. A kacha, they use the word. A kacha. And then he should not cut the shave another person. A kacha. So it does not say you are not allowed to cut your nails, you are not allowed to shave yourself. Okay? That is for sure. The commentaries also, they don't mention anything about that. So, and then, now, and the commentaries give all the explanation. What means a kacha? Any random person, for example, the random person in his room, he can be not known to Vajaya, not known to the Acharya. And maybe inimical person towards Vajaya, inimical towards Acharya, if the Acharya knows about that person, he does not like, he dislikes that person. And he might get angry if he knows that his pupil supports that person, coach and shave that person. The Acharya regards the bad person. So therefore now, without the permission of Acharya, one should not go to random monks other monks and help them. I will shave you. I will cut your nails. I will rub your back. I will wash you. I will bring medicine. I will support you. So you can't do like that. So that is about other person, other persons. But nothing is mentioned about whether you cut your own nails or you shave yourself. It is that is a dukkata. It doesn't mention it. And the thing is now, it must be here some tradition. It become a tradition, and probably because of some misunderstanding of some teacher, and it becomes like from we call it acharya parampara. Parampara is called, it goes from mouth to mouth of the teacher.
然后那个就是不经过老师许可，你不能那个几次剪其他人指甲，不能剃其他人的头发。但是没有说你不能那个不经过老师许可，不能那个剪自己指甲，剃头发。然后住处里边也没有提到说你说你不能那个剪指甲，剃头发或者指甲。他说呢，他说这个原因是这样，他说你去那个给他那个给别人剪指甲，剃他人头发哈，你去帮他这个人，可能是那个老你老师不喜欢的人，或者可能是你老师的敌人。然后这种情况下，你去帮他那个你老师可能会不高兴。所以说呢，不经过老师许可，你不能这个随随便便给其他人那个剪指甲、剃头发，包括那个搓背。这种情况下，你去帮他那个你老师可能会不高兴。So he's asking that. So even though there is no offense to cut your own nail or shave your own hair without teacher's permission. But if you have done that to yourself against their teacher's will, then is there any dukkata for these people? And is this then the karma for a samana like that?
Then I want to explain that part.
Okay.
Because you finish the translation.
Yes.
Okay. So now here, usually it is. Now, for example, if you have to ask the permission, although it is no reference to the Pali text, okay, about that you should do that and that. If you have to, the teacher tells that you have to come and you ask permission, then you have better do it. Okay? Better do it because the teacher can get upset. So, and another thing now, you can see, you do something, it does not involve any offense if you do it. Okay? But if you actually resist and so forth, there will be troubles either with the teacher and also he might fall into other offenses because you're going to, against the will of the teacher. Okay?
Against the will of the teacher, itself is an offense or something?
There are some cases like that. But I mean, you don't fall into vinaya dukkata.
Okay.
Vinaya dukkata like that because. Okay. But you might also other rules which involve not to go against the teacher's will, okay? Disrespect for the teacher. If you do disrespect for the teacher, it is not good. You might fall other offenses. So then, in that case now, it's better to follow what the teacher tells. Because I'm telling you this from the point of view that if you The teacher, what he tells you, he doesn't involve any dukkha for you to fall upon. Okay? Then you follow that advice. But if he tells you, no, no, you can go and make vikala bhojana, you can handle money, of course you can't follow this advice from him. Okay? So then, that is, you have to understand that if something goes against the vinaya, what the teacher tells, you can't follow. Okay? But if it's something he will tell you, is nothing against the vinaya, you don't fall into offense by doing like that, you better follow it. Okay? If the teacher insists.
他说这个天是这样，他说那个虽然是很做法的，就是说那个就是邀请你在那个那个就是周日之外那个提那个提前，这家伙提法，需要休息的，那个休息的这件事情，在律藏里面是没有允许的。但如果你不这样做的话，你老师可能会不高兴。而且如果说你不做，你动机是出于对你老师不恭敬的话，这可能会犯其他的一个错。 然后他说，因为在这件事情上，虽然老师让你做这个做法，这不是必要的，但也不是律藏里边要求的。但也不犯任何戒。在这种情况下，如果老师坚持要求你这样做，你最好还是听他的。
但是另外一种情况，比方说老师让你做事情是犯戒的，别让老师让你在下午吃一顿饭，然后这种情况就不要去听他。但是他后面如果没有听他，他要求他这样做也不犯戒，但是他你不说他最好是听老师，但是他没有听老师，他也没过错。
他没有过错，他说但是如果你那样做动机是出于对老师不恭敬的话。
那可能会犯其他的个错。这边是周六周日可以。周日没听说周六。没听说有周六。哦，周六。对，周日不能。那如果一直是跟戒师这两个师都不在寺院的话，那你就可以决意自己，也不算不恭敬，自己做自己的。
So he's asking that if there is no Nisayacharya or preceptor in this monastery. So this bhikkhu doesn't have to ask permission to shave his own hair or cut his own hair like that, no? Because there is no teacher like that.
Yes, it is not only about cutting nails and so, you can do whatever you like, because means you, whatever like means without, all these duties are not there, no, to go as a teacher. If you are, you have not under Nisa for some reason or other, you can actually, all other duties are completely cancelled.
Shave another person's hair, even like that?
Yeah,
okay.
All cancelled.
Okay. 他说这个问题是这样，他说如果说你是处于无意识的状态，就像你刚才说的，你就是那个戒师意识都不在，然后寺院里面也没有任何人其他人来给你提供意识，那你处于无意识的状态，那这样的情况下，你不存在就是说那个老师和弟子之间义务，也就是说这种情况下，你不但就是说那个给自己剃头剃发不用休息的，哪怕给别人那个剃发，这也是不需要休息的。
Now he's now so free, he can do whatever he likes. He got abandoned now, he was not here now. Of course, today he arrived. but other days he will cut his nails, shave, no problem, wash your robes. That's called, go to the village.
就是说前几天你随便这样做，他这个意思的。但那前几天也就是你没跟其他人求意识的，是吗？对。去哪儿算来线了？去哪儿算来线了？ So he's asking that since to go to the village we need the permission. Since going to the village need permission of the teacher. So students in this class they also planning to go to the village and under your guidance like that. And your guidance they're going to village kind of, isn't it? I mean you have this plan, no?
Yes, but I have to take permission from Migodavan.
Ah, you
go, no?
So you have to take permission. So then we don't have to take permission. Okay.
Whatever case, I have to take because I have to take my permission in the mission. I have to mention.
Okay.
I take permission from others also.
Okay.
Ah.
他说那个他会去个米国长老去，然后咱们就不用去。哦，这么多人过去干嘛？
Because now you see, it's pointless for example for them to go to take permission from Migodavan day, and I'm not going. He will not like that. Either we go together, or I have to go alone and take permission. That is other way. But I don't want because now these monks, he's on the mountain. Sometimes he does not come. So that's travel. How to make fit everything together?
他说那个因为如果他他不去休息可以，这是咱们几个人是没有这样休息可以，没有这样可能会很高兴。那再一个问题就是你咱们这人凑齐是很麻烦的，这两个人的身上，然后你有时候都是有时候你不来吃饭，所以说把人凑齐很不容易，所以说让他一个人去休息可以。那就戒师一直不在的时候，可不可以向禅师申请做一些事，禅师同意了？ 这也算一种，
跟禅师没什么关系，禅师跟戒律没完一点关系都没有。对，最好跟明国长老不在。那我们的意义是在那个库伦波嘛，戒是在库伦波嘛。那应该是明国长老指定一个人。对，很多时候都去那个跟圣义长。那很多转移了。对，那可能他们之间是有一定的。
哦，有一定。
对，包括。 包括我去山上禅师和密国禅师之间都有某些约定，有些事儿有山上事儿，有些事儿跟山上事儿去可以。比方说你下山什么的这种，下山这个是可以，还是说？我受戒，
有一次那个戒律他脚坏了，没法加持受戒。In
the city，
不是那个in的地方，然后那个禅师在山上，然后就直接说你不用下山，不用受戒。
所以那应该是他有一些权利，就是说你们没有让他转移一些权利。So
another thing I want to tell you is now, even if the Migodavan is not there, if you want to travel somewhere to go, it's better to inform some monks like me in the office or some like that. So other monks know who you are because they are going to search you. If they say that you are missing. They think you disappeared. And they will call you, try to call, send emails to your parents. We don't know who your son is. And then you suddenly, your father and mother come also in Sri Lanka to search for you. Because nobody knows where you are. It's better to inform the office, Arananda, or some like, some people who are responsible, and you go. And then, if some problems are around, these monks know, okay, this way. He just went to the hospital, maybe he went to, for a visit, he will come back. Then they don't get agitated, no? This is just common sense.
还有问题就是，即使在密国长老不在的时候，然后你要离开这种事情去其他地方，比方说去医院，或者是别的什么地方，你就要通知别的办公室那几个比库，或者说通知摄影长，然后这样一通知呢，就是家人这就知道你知道你去哪儿，要不然的话他们可能会到处找你，然后甚至给你封个发电子邮件，然后你封可能会跑到四川干找你，所以说等于说这个要通知一下别人，然后这个这个这是个差事。很关键，能不能到外面求一次过一次这关？
就比库云不允许，就是说到是同一个派就难难难的。这别的寺院里面离一次，别的寺院里边离一次。对，你明白？你说的是那个，就是那个申那个不就不接受？
就比五年到了，这里太严格了，离不了。到外面的寺院不比严格啊，你过五啊五年了，随便背点经啊，可以啊，你离一次了。你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是你是
件犯恶作，因为你没有满足那个律将领说的条件，就他昨天已经回答这个问题了。
哦，犯恶作。
对。
这是每天一个
啊？
一个冥想，一个恶作，对。
那其他的试运的人到我们这派来求意志，过这关可不可以？就说可不可以？就如果另外的试运他也是按照戒律来考你，你可不可以从别的试运里面脱离意志啊？
你是从戒律角度问，还是从这派规矩角度问？还是说
戒律啊？
戒律角度，你就按照十六标准来判断就行了。你只要满足那十六标准，你不管是他那个。他只要他满足那条件，他不管是在这求意志还是在他们自己寺庙求意志，他都是离意志。你只要满足那条件，你不管是在这求意志还是在别的地方求意志，你都是离意志，就这么简单。
就说你本身不管是在方面，
对，
只要是满足这些条件，
对，
不管在哪个寺院，
对，
就可以。
因为你是从戒律角度问嘛。
OK， 那个传统
角度，
传统这个派系的话，它允不允许你在外面离意志
？OK。So he's asking that in this Yoga Shvamar Sastra, is it allowed to because of this sect to get the certificate of Nisei Mutaka from other sports Nikayas like that?
So then again, I got the permission of your teacher because if the teacher agrees you to go. It's called get instruction from other teachers, from other Nikayas and so forth. It's called, if he agrees, you can go. It's called, therefore now, but if he, for example, you don't go according to the permission of your teacher, then you fall into dukkha.
No, the question is not like that. The question is that is it allowable for a bhikkhu of this sect to get the certificates? Of Nisei Mutaka from other sect, and then he doesn't have to take the Nisei from here, like that.
So he's going to give you the certificate in another sect. No, they never give you certificate in other sects anyhow. They don't care about this Nisei Mutaka. They don't. They have not heard about. Siam Nikaya, no way. Amarapura Nikaya, they don't have this code. They don't know about these things. They don't even recite the Patimokkha. They don't recite the Patimokkha. On the post of the day, they don't recite the Patimokkha. You understand that? The high rank monks, they don't know Patimokkha themselves. How they can give you Nisei Mutaka but Patimokkha? How you can give exams for Patimokkha? There is no way. But I mean now, that's why now these teachers here, how they can ask him, I'm going to take Nisei from another Nikaya? Tell you, useless. There is no way. It is just groundless thing. You ask for something, you will never get it. This is therefore. But even if your teacher agrees, I'm telling you, if your teacher agrees, Nisei teacher agrees, yes, you go, you can go, if he agrees. But who is going out of this organization, a teacher who is going to agree? Because he will tell you useless. You can never get it.
他说所以说这种情况一般来说这派这派有一些是意志，但是不会允许你去其他派去的那个离职认证。
那我们这派接不接受其他人到这里来离职？
只要通过考试就可以，别管你们。So he's asking that in this Yoga Sharma Sastra, is it allowed to give this Nisei Mutaka certificate to a monk of another sect, another Nikaya, like that?
Yes, actually, he can. They can, as what, but they have to put certain conditions. That the other monk, if he comes here, he has to know, as called, he has to be trained, no? He has to be trained. And the Vinayacharya and all these things. So then, and he has to take, those days they used to give him Dalhika. Dalhika means to give him.Reinforcement of his ordination.
Ordination, okay.
Because sometimes they don't regard the ordination of other Nikaya monks as valid. because they don't do it according to the Vinaya procedures. So,
so this Dalikama is not reordination, but it's just a kind of
reinforcement. Reinforcement, but actually it is reordination like that. Yeah. Reordination with the same Upajaya. The name of the Upajaya is not changing. The Upajaya will be the same like the previous ordination.
Okay, okay.
You don't reject that that ordination. Okay. You don't cancel it. You take as a basis that the Upajaya will be the same.
Okay.
But the Vinaya Karma, it is the same like reordination.
Okay.
It's the same Upajaya.
And his seniority does not change?
Seniority also does not change. No, excuse me. Seniority changes. Seniority changes. His concept. His seniority changes.
Okay.
So then, these are certain procedures. They can't give us in order to get him, even Patimokkha, to allow him to participate in Patimokkha. Those days, they will not allow monks to participate from other Nikayas if they come to participate in Patimokkha. Except if they can study Kam. So therefore, let alone to give Nisai Mutaka. You are not allowed to participate in the Patimokkha recitation. So how you can get Nisai Mutaka? So therefore now, this procedure has to be undertaken, and that monk who came from different Nikaya has to follow, as called, the Vinaya procedures here. So then he should be pure in his Vinaya. In regard to his Upasambada, Sima and everything support should be pure. In regard to his Upajaya should be pure. If his Upajaya was Parajagan support, his Upasambada is not valid. They will not accept this Upasambada yet. They will tell him to get Upasambada again. So therefore, there are different other procedures he has to undergo before he will get Nisai Mutaka. And training under Vinaya teachers and so forth. And it's not only his knowledge.
No.
He might know the Patimokkha by heart, but he does not follow. So therefore, it is not only his theoretical knowledge, his practical knowledge also has to be regarded.
但是巴黎语大力看嘛，然后那个你可以解释什么叫坚固大上？除了坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚固大上，坚 你做了建骨当量或成立当量之后，你还要在那在一个戒律老师身上，那个接受一段时间训练，然后再看你这个人那个在戒律方面知识行不行，然后那个戒律方面行事过关之后呢，你才可以考虑其他事。
过关了还要过五年才能离职，是不是这个概念？
对啊，因为你把三千零了。
那，
但不是所有派，你比方泰国法相印派，他们这边是
没这些人。我们说的我们这派呀。
我不是我的意思是说那个就是外面其他派，不是所有派他都不认，不是所有派都需要建骨达成，有些派是不需要，就是有些派的这派是不需要建骨达成。
不需要建骨，还是他瓦萨是承认的。
比如说那个帕奥来了，或者泰国法相印来了。
啊。
这个是
中国，
我不知道是中国什么地方。当然我听他说就是胖和那个泰国泰国法相印派是可以的。
那中国算胖的一部分吗？
中国什么地方？
法租，法租在中国只有法租。
不，没有，
布朗族啊、傣族啊，他们都是吗？布朗族也是
啊。
布朗族跟傣族也是上部分佛教。
对，是上部分佛教，但是
你不能说是全跑。
对，但
这
不，但是他那个他达上的程序也不是南传的程序啊。
啊？
谁说不是？
他啊，布朗族的，是不是？
你知道是？你有证据说明？
不，上次你们不，上次你们说那个连阶层都不是正规阶层。
不是他可能他有中正正人地方那个不合规定，就是有不如法的地方，但是程序还是那个程序。
哦 ，OK， 那这个我们讨论，我讨论一下，就是说，如果我在五年之内啊，两年以后，三年以后，我还俗了，我后面过了半年或者几个月又回来，成为比库了，那这是
你不能，你得先成为上百年了，然后才能成为比库。
哦。
不可能让你直接那个什么，我
如果他同意你呢？
啊，
他即使同意你直接回到比库身份，
我从来没见过这边，我们这边是以前
如果我说的是，如果他直接同意你的话，你那个瓦萨还有没有？
瓦萨是肯定没有，你放心。
就说你一旦还俗，这瓦萨不是续的。
瓦萨根本就不续。
那还有一种情况是，你五年一直给你证书也给你了，你到第六年还俗了。你第七年又回来了，你那证书还离晚上离一直的还算是有效吗？还是要重新再过五年，你再考一次，再离一次？
就我帮你问一下。So he's asking that if a bhikkhu of this sect, he already got the certificate of Nisimotaka, but later he this rope and left.So then after some time he came back to the same monastery and asked for reordination. So then after he became a bhikkhu again. Is it necessary for him to take this Nisimotaka examination again? This is the question.
It depends on the discretion of the teacher. And depends also for what reason he disrobed.
Okay.
Some monks, because they fall sick, no?
Okay.
They fall sick, they have to get some treatment like that, and they know if I undertake this treatment and so forth, now for example, we call it Vikalabhojana.
Oh, yes.
I can't do it as a bhikkhu.
Oh.
They are very scrupulous.
Oh, okay.
So they disrobe. Oh. They disrobe not to fall into offense, Vikalabhojana, for example. So sometimes.There are monks who go to the hospital, they hospitalize them.
Oh, yes.
So they think, this is, I fall into sahaseya sikabata. Sahaseya is called offenses.
Mm.
So they think, I'm not suitable to be a bhikkhu.
Mm.
Therefore, they relinquish, they disrobe.
Mm.
They tell, I'm giving up my bhikkhuhood.
Mm.
They do it with wholesome intentions.
Mm.
So if he gets, he disrobes and comes again, ask for ordination,Therefore, the teachers know that he is very, very well, very knowledgeable monk. He is very keen for training.
Mm.
I'm not telling now you have to undergo training again,
mm.
because he knows the meaning very well. So in that case now, they don't need to ask him again to become. The same one to give him a different certificate.
Mm.
These are cases of monks.
Mm.
But for other cases, of course,It might be different. It depends on the discretion of the teacher.
嗯，他说这个应该由他老师来决定的，就是说这个很大程度看到当时是那个是因为什么原因还俗。比方说有些比丘还俗，他是因为护戒。比方说这个比丘得了病，然后他需要住院，然后在住院过程中他可能护不了分食这条戒，或者他不能守过素这条戒。然后因为这种原因，他为了护持自己戒，这样那个善的原因，然后他还俗了。然后换俗了之后，然后后来行那种双运出家，然后老师知道，然后他是什么原因换俗的，然后知道等于他对戒律知识没有问题，然后他也不需要受双运受一个训练，啊，这上老师可以直接说，他可以理解，但是如果是换俗是因为其他原因的话，那些那个具体问题就影响，那看老师决定。
那就说六年，
本德
啊，
不是，
怎么了？
那他还俗了，然后他瓦萨清零，他重新出家，他是零了瓦萨。
啊，你说瓦萨问题是吧？那么，对，等问一下，就是我
他是有条，但是 律藏里面的条件不一样。
不是不是，我的问题是这样，我的问题是他是我的问题是需不需要重新考一遍戒律考试？
哦，
我的问题是
考戒律考
考一遍戒律考试，对，
不是考戒律考试。那个、
不是戒律考试，是那个什么那个离职考试。我问是离职考试，我问是离职考试，他不用考离职考试，我没有说。
但是他问的好像是是不是能够自动的就离职是吧？
不是，你意思已经有证书了，你
就
是说你这
你有证，你我知道你有证书。你的意思是说你是他成为比库之后就立刻成为一个离职者，还是说他满了五个瓦萨之后不用参加考试？
成为离职者，
就是一到比库就成为离职者是吧？
对对对，
这个。
因为你有证书了，证书上面是你的。
有证书，
就好比你大学考过一次了，你到。
So he's asking that even if the for this kind of scrupulous monk, if he got ordination again, and he wants to become Nisen Buddha, then he has to wait at least another 5 years to become a Vaivasa monk. Then only again he can become Nisen Buddha. Is that true?
Yes, of course. In that case, now I can say, because that is the minimum requirement. Another thing is called, it is not only the certificate. Now, someone they aim for certificate, Nisayamudaka certificate. But they might have a good knowledge. They might be, after they get certificate, they don't practice.
Okay.
Therefore, now it is not a matter just to get the certificate and thinking, I know this, I practice this.To boast yourself and to get your mana, it's called arrogance like that. And after, don't practice. Now, but there are monks, although they don't have certificate, but they can practice better. Better and so forth that, it's called, than Nisayamudakas. Now, this monk who has been already been trained well in Vinaya, after he become a bhikkhu, maybe he has not an official statement of Nisayamudaka, but he practices in such a way so that the teachers.Automatically, will tell him, you don't need to have techniques, you go practice yourself. The teacher might tell him, because they know the monk, he is very knowledgeable. He does not need to get instruction from the teacher. Sometimes he knows better than the teacher himself. So then, because he has been many years in Upasambada. Therefore, I'm telling you, it depends on the discretion of the teacher. And depends on the qualities of this bhikkhu. Okay, if his quality is so high, so the teacher will tell him, you don't need to come and get lessons from us. You have to give lessons to us, not we to you. So therefore now it is depends on the discretion of the teacher. But if he's stupid, of course, what to do? He's stupid. Or he will get his Nisei certificate, but he's still stupid. Means teachers tell him,He might be cheated, all these things, he'll get certificate, but he does not know how to practice. So then they have to keep him under, how is it called, under supervision.
然后另外一方面就是说那个离职这个事情也不仅仅是得到一个说事情，他说因为有些比库，然后他那个这是那个就有些比库拿了个离职证书之后，他拿着证书到处吹牛，然后增长自己慢心，然后也不好好实那个实践戒律，然后这种比库比方说有黄俗，那后来还是要对进行一番观察，然后他说呢那边还有些比库。虽然他没有这个离职者证书，然后他实践那个戒律，他实践戒律比那些那个得了离职证书的人实践的更好。然后呢，对这种比库，有时候他那个意识可以直接告诉他，就是说那个你可以自己一个人到森林里边上修。然后那个他，因为他这个比库，他首先他把他数已经够了，然后这他老师对非常了解，知道各方面品质质量对你达到，虽然他没过考试，但他实际上各方面条件对你达到了离职条件，这样的话老师可以直接让他走。所以说那个。所以说能不能离职这件事情呢，取决于这个比库自己的品质，以及他意志的决定。他说还有一种比库，虽然说已经得到那个离职证书，但是因为他不知道怎么实践，所以他在得到这证书之后呢，一直是还是继续不让他离职，然后呢继续那个监督他一段时间。啊，这个是有。
对， 想问一下那个，就是有没有一条戒，说是那个吃东西只会坐着的姿势，不能站着走的姿势。
So he's asking that is there any rule like you cannot eat in the standing posture or the working posture like that? Is there any rule that mentioned that you cannot eat food in the standing posture or working posture like that?
There is no rule, you can do it, but there are other rules. For example, you have to sakat champinabadam buddhisamiti. I will take my food in an attentive way, no?
Yes.
Attentive way. Attentive means you don't put attention to any other places. So then if you walk, of course, you must know that to keep that rule. Attentive means you don't just have attention to other things. Okay, maybe you have to stamp over a snake, or maybe over a trunk of a tree, and over a stone, because you give attention to that things if the path is not smooth. So in the same way, there is another rule, patasanya. You have to pay attention to the ball. So then how, if you walk and have attention to the ball and so forth, if the path is not smooth, you might stamp on the wall. You look on the on your ball, but you don't know that there's a wall in front of you, and you. So therefore, now walking, if you do it in a smooth way, as well, you know there is a very smooth place to walk up and down. There are no obstructions. You can do it while eating, while walking. You can do it. So then, but in the same time, now if you carry your ball, you eat from your ball. So you have to pay attention to the ball. And you have to be attentive the way you are eating, not give attention to other things. You are reading newspaper, for example.
他说这个是没有这种戒的，但是之前有这样的戒，就是说我应当以恭敬的方式受持，那个食用食物，他说这样这要求就是说你在那个食用。那这个情况下，比如说人家走的时候，那么你可能如果走在一个不是非常规则，不是非常平坦，不是没有障碍的地方，那可能就有困难。比方说，你可能那个地上有没有是不是有石头，你可能看到在会不会一头撞到一个树干或者撞到石头上。还有一条线就是说那个我要以不想受持。那如果人家走路的时候，你可能看着波，你可能看着波看着不小心一头撞墙上，这是有可能。所以说，如果说你要那个走一边走一边吃的话，你应该选择那种平坦没有障碍的地方。才可以。然后你还注意，就是说，即使在这样的地方，你也要注意，就是那个注意力，一定要放在波上，放在食物上，而不能放在其他地方。比方说一边走一边看报纸，这是不可以。
刚才你说是走还是站？
走和站
。站可以。
站没其实站你也必须遵守这个戒，就是说你不能在站一边站，然后一边看别的地方。
对，站比较容易蹲，比较容易嘛。
对。
What？Time is fast. What is that? 10 o'clock. So now, tomorrow then, we forgot to tell about Sekhya. Did you learn? Sekhya rule.
No,
don't tell. You learn by heart. Sekhya rule. What next is Sekhya rule?
Did
you learn by heart?
下头一下法人，记下来。张老简单。
No, too late. You can't wait.
Apatapo. Apatapo.
Correct.
Oh, apasapo.
Apasapo. Correct.
Apasapo.
To? To. Apasato.
Apasato.
Yes.
And then next. Yeah. Tell, full. Okay, next.
Apasato. Andaragari. Niti. 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 Sinkakarani.
Write whiteboard. How do you write? Correct? Fine. No mistake. So you tell. Okay, next. Did you learn this upajaya, what is called? Ulum Paduma Bandi, how to ask the Upasambada? Because I told you,
No, I know.
You know? Okay, tell. Sangam Bande
Upad. Upasambada Chayami. Upasambada Gachami.
Upasambada Gachami.
Gachami.
How? Tell again, I can't follow. Not clear.
Sangam Bande Upasambada Gachami.
Pasambadan yacha.
Yachami. Ulum patu ma bande sango anukapa upadai.
But that's a Dudiyambi. Usually, vocative case, vocative,
okay.
Comes immediately after the first word. Okay? Now, you see, first thing, okay, here, Sangam Bandhan. Now, this Bandhi, okay? Bandhi, it is vocative case.
Okay?
Vocative case does not come in the front. The very front, okay? There may be some other word. It comes in the second word in the sentence. First word, and then comes like that, second word, Bandi. Then you can see, you take to Diambi. Yambi is second word, first. Second, you have to put Bandi. Okay? You can't put Sangam.
Why?
Okay? Because vocative comes second word in the sentence. Second word. And then you have to put Sangam.
But they didn't put Sangam, they put Sango, I think.
Yambi Bandi Sangam.
Sangam.
Sangam. Sangam. Sangam. Sangan Bandi Upasambada Yachami. Okay, it is accusative case.
Okay.
Here again, it should be second word here. You can't put Kutiyambi Sangan Bandi. Bandi can't be number three.
Okay. 所以说因为呢在年第第二遍第三遍的时候，那个第二遍第三遍本身这个词已经占了第一个词，所以说本地还是第二词，那是三方词能变成第四生产那个词能变成第三个词，所以顺序就这样掉了。
毕业 second
这是语法问题啊，
对，
两笔关系
句法问题，
我当写错，所以说不承认。哦，这个就是完整了三遍，就算求一致了，对吧？哦，求达到了，对吧？
对。啊？什么？我看到什么？
啊？
我看到什么？
啊，好吗？
我看到好吗？对。
You know, sometimes also now you see these personal pronouns.They are not regard to this nouns. So this is the personal pronouns. For example, okasa hambandi. Okasa. Okasa han. Can be okasa han. You can put one word together. Okay. Then bandi. You can put also okasa. Han. Okay. This is personal pronouns.They have to be put in the front. Then, You can put him in front.
他的意思，如果是人称代词的话，然后他可以和第一个词并在一起，就是说对不对？就虽然说他没有，虽然说像无论不同方式，他没有和那个前面那个词并在一起，但是你可以把算两声用去同一个词，然后在后面那个就是第三个位置删出来，还是变成第二个位置，然后放半截就可以。因为人称代词很短。
So the standard way, but of course sometimes in poetry there are exceptions also. Poetry.
他说这是标准上人，但是他的诗句是有例外，因为那种诗句。
Well, then, okay, you can tell. Pasamad to ask how Pasamad.
没有，我忘记了。
You did not learn tomorrow. You know? You don't know? Tumma bande sangho, sangho anukampa upadaya. So then, okay, tomorrow one more time, no? You one more time, you also one more time. And tomorrow I will check if you can write on the whiteboard, no?
明天这去学汉文，那个张老师还要求大家背，然后明天还要再背点墨迹。
So if you pass the exam, then.You have to write this sentence and take with you in Galdu. This will be your ticket. If you forget,
no, but
I'm not.
什么意思啊？就是大家过着手，考试之后呢，然后那个不这去那边写纸条上，然后那个去总部上拿手里。
可以拿纸条。
那是不是以免你当时忘了话，那怎么办？
可以拿纸条的那个。
好
这么
多，
最好背的。就没有，我们上回那都不准拿纸条。
So again, they're asking whether this exam paper is Chinese medium or in English.
I think in Chinese because They don't understand English? No, he can't understand English.
Yes, also I can understand.
You can't?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why. Vigora did not tell me anything because now you taking this special class for you in Chinese language.
Yes.
So then I don't think Vigora Pandey is going to. He might tell him to translate from English into Chinese.
Oh.
That's cool. And he has to translate 100 questions from English to Chinese and then put into paper.
It's not 100.
Three papers now. Only three papers. So then he can print out. And then we have to tell him not to keep it before the exams, no? No sending emails and SMS, nothing.
Okay.
We have to.
So you have to
keep your devices. Devices and like that. You have to keep devices. Not file. Don't give any files. Prohibited. So then, you write in Chinese. Everything in Chinese. And he has to check. And he has to tell Bande Migonda. I don't know how it's called. I have to discuss this matter with Migonda Bande, how to do this.
Maybe.
He has to translate. What you have written, the answer you gave, he has to translate in English.
Yes.
And then Migonda Bande has to check whether it's correct or not.
会不会就是说口试啊？口试怎么做英语？Oral.
So he's asking that is there any possibility for oral exam or interview like that interview? Because last year there was one Chinese man did the interview and just passed like that.
He passed.
Yes, because last year there's one Chinese man and one Japanese man. They just did the interview and passed. And
interview only.
Yes.
Chinese and Japanese?
Yes.
Both?
Yes.
What kind of interview?
Huh?
What kind of interview?
Yes. Yeah, they asked some very simple questions. What are the four paradigmas? What are the names? What is the first tanga? Something like that. And then also something about offering. Yeah, something like that.
Could Migoda Bande ask this question?
Yes, Migoda Bande.
Just.
Diluted.
It's not the first question. I mean, before there's a Persian monk. There's a Persian monk called Revati. He also had this kind of interview in 2015. From Migoda Bande. It's not a new thing.
What is the point of conducting this class?
I mean, for the that Chinese man, the Japanese man, they didn't come to the Vinaya class because they can't understand English. The Chinese man and the Japanese man, and the Persian monk also.
What is the hurry then to give him Upasamata? What is the problem? Why they make him Upasamata for what?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of that.
Why they give him Upasamata for what? What is the purpose? They can stay Samana. What is the hurry to become a bhikkhus? Just name. I don't know. Anyway.
So, Kamasana. Maya Katam Punya Samina Namaditam.
So.
Samina Katam Punya
Maya
Handa. So. Sadu Mudami.
Thank you.